Ravens go 2-0 after today's 33-16 victory over the Houston Texans. They've now won 14 straight regular season games and 5 straight by a double-digit margin. So clicking on all cylinders. It was far from perfect, that's for sure, but the game picked up in the first quarter with Justin Tucker and his Wolfpack, of course the most accurate kicker in NFL history, drilling a 32-yarder to start the game out.
The Ravens game summary with highlights presented by MedStar Health on the Ravens Game Day Network.
Kick on the way. It is right down the middle, and it is good.
That was Jerry Sandusky in the Ravens broadcast booth alongside Femi Iyanbidejo. 12 plays, 73 yards, just under 7 minutes of clock eaten up there by Lamar Jackson and crew, and Justin Tucker buries it. How about this statistic on Tuck? He and his Wolfpack unit, of course, Sam Cook and Morgan Cox, have converted on 64 straight field goals under 40 yards. Just brilliant there. We'll pick up in the second quarter. Pat Ricard, of course, the undrafted fullback out of Maine, coming off his first Pro Bowl season. He got involved in the scoring touchdown as well.
Jackson under center, backs in the eye. Ricard in front of Edwards. Play action. Jackson throws, goal line, caught, Pat Ricard! Touchdown, Ravens!
From there, it was 10-0. The Texans answered to make it 10-7. Justin Tucker put a field goal on later on in the second quarter to make it 13-7. And at this point, with just over 5 left to go in the second quarter, L.J. Fort, thanks to Marlon Humphrey, did this.
Sean Watson wants to throw. Pass rush pressure forces him out of the pocket. He throws complete. Ball is fumbled and recovered. L.J. Fort has it at the 15-yard line. On the run to the 10. Stiff arms the man. 5. Lunges for the pylon. And they'll say he stepped out of bounds at the 1-yard line. They continue to play it back and forth and back and forth. The Ravens special team is on the field. Justin Tucker is out there ready to try the extra point.
The player who intercepted the pass went across the goal line, hitting the pylon. It is a touchdown.
Just a tremendous effort play there by L.J. Fort to run that puppy into the end zone, and it was all thanks to the punch out from Marlon Humphrey. I tell you what, one of the best cornerback duos in the entire league would be Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters. And Marcus, who of course was acquired last season, in season, by Eric DaCosta in the Ravens front office, did this right before the end of the first half. And boy, oh boy, we were all reminded why they went and paid for a cornerback his caliber.
Watson out of the shotgun, takes the handoff, deep drop, fires down the middle, and it is picked off by Marcus Peters at the 35-yard line, gets to his feet, returns it to the 44-yard line of the Ravens as Wink Martindale's defense comes up with its second turnover in as many possessions.
See ball, get ball is what Marcus Peters said in his media availability during training camp, and that is exactly what he did there, hauling in his 28th career interception, and since entering the league, nobody is near that number. He has just a knack for footballs, defensively speaking. And finally, how about this? You talk about mastery. You talk about trickery here. Mark Ingram is really something. Greg Roman in the offensive coordinator slot for the Ravens drew this one up for his veteran running back.
Wide to the left. It'll be a direct snap to Mark Ingram running off left tackle. He's got a huge hole.
Oh, wow.
20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ravens! What a play call by Greg Roman. He went direct snap to Mark Ingram.
And it was really something. That capped a 6-play, 75-yard drive that lasted just under 3 minutes. A Justin Tucker extra kick made it 30-13, and the Ravens would not look back from there. Justin Tucker put another field goal on with 3:44 to go in the fourth quarter, ending a 13-play, 71-yard drive that went 4:29. And that ultimately did it there. The Ravens take care of business on the road in front of an empty NRG Stadium. 33-16 is your final, and we'll have more right after this here on the Ravens Game Day Network.